we went and got ourselves some breakfast down at the food court thingy place right there in Excalibur, and we went to Schlotsky's, you know, and got us a quesadilla, a breakfast quesadilla. And while we were there, we ran into Big Freddy. And so we had our breakfast with Big Freddy. And while we were there, Jay and I also ran into Gavin.
Fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Bellamy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We ran into Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, I don't have it in front of me, of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the first part of the trip to Lost Wages, Big Freddy. Hello, Llamas, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, by the way, it's episode 4712. I went and checked that out over there at the BFO. Y'all, I'm recording this. What day is this? This is Sunday. Y'all, you lose all track of time when you're in Lost Wages. But it's Sunday, and y'all, I've just completed my brufkas. You know, it's the complimentary cook-to-order brufkas here at the Embassy Suites Hotel without Casina. Y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely. There's lots to tell you about the trip. I will tell you that everything has gone well. Y'all, both Derwood and I are flabbergasted. Flabbergasted, I tell you, because y'all, the Nip has said, I'm really having a good time. Y'all, these are words that do not come out of the Nip's mouth very often. Y'all, he spends all of his time worrying about everything under the sun, and he says, I almost canceled on this trip, but I'm really glad that I came. So and y'all, you're llamas today, because y'all, you know, the 1th of March, which is what I'm recording. By the way, did you say rabbit when you got up on Sunday? Y'all, you're supposed to know if your month came in like a lamb or a lion. And y'all, I just checked the weather in Fat Acres, and y'all, it's pretty much of a lamb as you could probably look forward to. So y'all, let's just get going on all this. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, you know, Lost Wages is famous for its association, what it was called, the Brat Pack. And, y'all, we've had something similar on this trip, except, y'all, it's been the Shat Pack. Because, y'all, we were leaving on Thursday morning around 11:30 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, Derwood was picking Granny up at 9:45 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, at 9:15 on Thursday morning, you know, within minutes of the pickup, I get a testimonium from the Nip. Says, just cleaned up the shit from my clothes and carpet. Diarrhea has begun. Y'all, evidently, the night before he had eaten a big old big old serving dish of pork and beans, and let's just say after some coffee, things got moving a little bit quicker than he had had expected. Anyway, it's always nice to start off with a short story. You know, if Dr. Stone's traveling with you, you end up with a run to the Turl, but not with the nap, not with the nap, no. Anyway, y'all, we got to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and there were no Ensenada. Y'all, I will tell you, because we are traveling on reward tickets, there were no complimentary upgrades, but on the first flight from Charleston to Detroit City? No, that's New York. Oh, never mind. But y'all, it was a 1-2, you know, it was three seats, but it was one on one side and two on the other. And Durwood and I were on the same row, and the Nip was across the aisle because, you know, he needed to have a window seat so he could get some rest. You know, rest. You know, it's very, very exhausting to have to have a wet cleanup on aisle four. But anyway, the trip was lovely. There were complimentary beverages, and y'all, all I had was some ginger ale and y'all, Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its, we know how people love the Cheez-Its, and that was no surprise there for this trip. Y'all, we got to Detroit, and y'all, we had a little over 2 hours to wait for our next flight to Las Vegas. And y'all, we had done that on purpose because we wanted to go to the Delta Airlines Sky Club. And y'all, we got to the Sky Club. It took us a little bit of time to find it. This particular Sky Club was not well marked, which is probably the reason it was not jam packed. But y'all, we got in there, and Durwood got him some red wine, and the Nip got some tequila, and I think he said tequila and cranberry, but y'all, he came back with two glasses for him and his traveling companion, who lives in his head, I guess. But and Durwood brought me a gin and tonic, and y'all, then we headed to the buffet. Y'all, it was very, very nice. There was a cheese and charcuterie area, and then they had solids, and you could add some grilled chicken to it or whatever. And then they had different kinds of sandwiches, like a ham and cheese slider, and there was some kind of wrap. I don't remember what was in it. And then off to one side, they had the hot bar. And y'all, they had some mixed vegetables and mashed potatoes, and they had a smoked sausage and sauerkraut and Swedish meatballs. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Those Swedish meatballs were lovely, just lovely. Yes, Big Betty, you always are happy when there are balls in your mouth. It's true. Then off to another side, it's where they had soup. And they had chicken noodle soup, and they had broccoli cheddar. And then they had the dessert array, and they had Rice Krispie treats and brownies and two different kinds of cookeries and fruit. And just, y'all, it was really, really nice. And we had a nice table that we sat at, and y'all, the time really just flew by. It was just a very relaxing situation. Y'all, it's one of those things that, you know, if I traveled a lot, I'd, this wouldn't mean as much. But, y'all, it was just nice to have the respite area. The free Wi-Fi and everything. And, y'all, then it was time to board the plane. You know, the Nip was initially going to sit in the middle seat. We were in the Comfort Plus, but he opted to move to the bulkhead and a window seat. And then he, of course, was worried that there would be a crying baby beside him. You know, the folks that ended up sitting next to him were probably wishing they had a crying baby next to him. So the middle seat was open, and all of a sudden, y'all, Durwood was at the window, and I'm on the aisle, and y'all, this delicious, hunky, I don't know, I would say he was probably in his late 30s, early 40s, muscly, just lovely man came and sat between us, and y'all, when that happened, we were totally in support of the Nip having the bulkhead window seat. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, they came around with the, y'all, this is very unusual. They came around with the deluxe snack basket. So we had that, and then they came by and offered the cocktails and more Cheez-Its, of course. I had a gin and tonic on that flight also to Las Vegas. Y'all, we ended up getting in, I couldn't get the Paramount Plus to work on my cellular telephonic device. Y'all, it's just, you know, it's complimentary. So, but I was going to watch a couple of episodes of Matlock, you know, that Kathy Bates. Yes, Big Fatty. I couldn't get it to work. So, y'all, I watched, I watched three episodes of The Great British Baking Show. Y'all, I had forgotten how much I really, really enjoy that. It's just fun. And, y'all, they do some miraculous things. Y'all, we landed claimed our valises and headed to the complimentary shuttle over to the Hertz Rent-A-Car. And y'all, we just skipped the line and went right to the cars. And they said, "Big Fatty, you may choose any car in the President's Circle area." Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like something Crooked Hat would have. President's Circle, it does. And so, y'all, we chose a red Jeep something, but it was a sedan. It was not off-road vehicle looking thing, and y'all, I chose the red so it'd be a little bit easier to find. And y'all, we left there and came here to the motel here at the Embassy Suites on Paradise Road. Y'all, a 5-minute walk from the Fun Hog Ranch, maybe a 10-minute walk to the Fun Hog Ranch. And y'all, we decided that we were all so tired that we just made it an evening. The Nip and Durwood wanted a little something to eat, so went down to the cafe here in the hotel, and they had Durwood just raved about his hamburger. And y'all, I gotta say, it for a hotel hamburger, it looked very, very good. Then y'all, we got up on good morning to the complimentary brofkas. Y'all, they had they'll cook your eggs for you. So, y'all, Big Fatty had the meat lover's omelet. And, y'all, there was so much sausage and ham and bafran in that thing. Y'all, it's huge. Huge! It's bigger than a kidney. Did that, and y'all, then we headed towards the Strip, because we didn't have anything planned until that evening when we were going to go see O over at the Bellagio. So, y'all, we just walked through some of the casinos. We walked up past the Sphere, because I just wanted to make sure I had the directions correct for Saturday on how to get to the Sphere. We did that. We went to the Venetian, and then on up the road and stopped several places for the NIP and Durwood mainly to lose their money in the slot machines. You know, the one-armed bandit, they call it that for a reason. It takes your money. And y'all, you don't even have to pull the arm anymore. And So Durwood won some money, and not a whole lot, but I think he had one payout over $100. But y'all, every time he sat down, he stuck a $100 bill in. Y'all, we came back to the motel and freshened. And then left a little bit early and drove to the Bellagio into the self parking area. It was, 24-hour parking for $25, which, y'all, that was less than it, a one-way to the Bellagio at non-peak on the Uber or the Lyft. Y'all, it was $17, so the $25 parking charge was cheaper. And y'all got there, and y'all, we walked through the botanical gardens that they have there, and y'all, it was all dressed up for Japan Mexico New Year, and y'all, I took some pictures there, and I'll post those at noon today over there at the BFO. So go over there and take a look at the pictures, and then y'all, y'all, we were Durwood and the NIP were wanting to have some cocktails prior to the show, and y'all, we finally found the sports bar, which is the only place we could find where you didn't have to go into a highfalutin sit down place. And y'all, they had a couple of big old margaritas prior to the show. And y'all, then we entered the theater, and of course, immediately had to go to the snack bar. And the NIP, of course, had to run to the toilet. Big Fatty, did he make it this time? I think he only needed a TT. Oh, okay. And what was I saying? Durwood got more margaritas. Y'all, these were giant margaritas for he and the NIP for the show. And I had a bottle of water, and Durwood and I each had some popcorn. And y'all, we went in and took our seats. I told them we were in the splash zone because this is the water show that the Cirque du Soleil does. Y'all, we were on row B. And y'all, we couldn't have had better seats. And y'all, it was, I'm out of time right now to tell you about the show or anything else. But y'all, I'll tell you more about the trip and on to Murray's little show. Yes, it's ready. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, we'll be heading back to Charleston today. Y'all, our flight out is at 9:39 a.m. in the morning. So we're going to head to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. I think we're going to leave the hotel about 6:30 a.m. because the NIP does not have what is that called? TSA pre-check. So, and the lines are usually very long here in Las Vegas. But y'all, they have an American's Express Centurion Lounge, which we'll be taking advantage of. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot. And y'all, the first time Stinkpot met Big Fatty, what happened?
We ran into Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, does that mean that Sassy Goose no.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
Yes. The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.